Burger Health System, known to locals as just Burger Hospital, is owned by the county and the city of Circleville. But the hospital says if something doesn't change, it may have to cut services and could eventually close. People in this Pickaway County city of just over 13,000 people rely on Burger Hospital. It's the only hospital within about 20 miles, but like many rural hospitals, it's struggling. Hospital CEO Tim Colburn says profits were just over $1 million last year. He says moving to nonprofit status and having deeper ties with Ohio Health would attract better medical talent and ensure the future of hundreds of existing hospital jobs.
I do look at the foundation that suspends Burger Health System, and we begin to see cracks in that foundation. And what we're worried about is one of those cracks leads to a large fissure.
A $1 million profit might not sound bad, but the margins are razor thin, just about 2%.
A sustainable healthcare organization should make about 4%.
The measure is endorsed by Pickaway County Commissioners, City of Circleville government, and the hospital itself. There's no formal opposition. Circleville Mayor Donald McElroy is on the Hospital Board of Governors.
An ordinance passed by the city council, it states that if any change in ownership of the hospital, it needs to go in front of the voters of the city of Circleville.
No such law exists countywide, so only Circleville voters need to sign off.
Our hospital is the number one employer in the city of Circleville. So it's very, very important for us to keep that hospital here.
More than half of the 600 people on staff live here in Circleville. Hospital CEO Tim Colburn says it drives more than $40 million of economic impact to the community. Back downtown, boutique owner Tony Jankowicz supports the measure with a "Vote Yes for Burger" sign in his storefront window.
Okay, sometimes it's time to move on and do other things. What was working in the past is not working in the future. So we're at a big disadvantage as far as Burger is, as far as competing in the healthcare world the way it is right now.
Ohio Hospital Association Vice President Mary Gallagher says Burger shifting to 501c3 status would fit into a recent trend.
That's a trend we have definitely seen in Ohio over the last 10 or 15 years. We've had several small government-owned hospitals convert to private, nonprofit, charitable organizations.
This change is especially important for smaller rural hospitals. By going private and joining up with a healthcare giant like Ohio Health, they can tap into a pool of specialists and technology that would otherwise be out of reach.
Private nonprofit hospital will have better access to capital, be able to borrow money to do basic improvements like improve their physical facilities. Typically, small hospitals are older buildings and they have a lot of capital needs to keep their facilities up to date.
But there's still a chance the measure fails at the polls on Tuesday. And if that happens, hospital CEO Tim Colburn says.
And so you discontinue services locally, there's less employment, there's more people driving outside of Pickaway County for healthcare, and it becomes a vicious cycle that more and more services are done someplace else.
The number one priority, he says, is to keep the hospital local. Circleville voters will decide whether they agree on Tuesday. Adora Namigadde, WOSU News.